Simply Beach received 10,000 CO2 plants for the first year to re-nourish the beach from Pinellas County Department of Environmental Management. The planting of the CO2 is part of a complex beach re-nourishment project initiated by the Beach Stewardship Committee. The chairman of the committee is Kevin Hing.
Here in St. Pete Beach, we have some of the most critically eroded beach in the state of Florida. It's a long stretch of beach, and different zones of the beach have different erosion problems. We have a limited number of erosion control methods to deal with the problem. One is what we've been using for many years, which is beach re-nourishment.
This means to pump sand from another beach. This measure is very expensive and it is temporary, says Hing.
One other measure is natural measures like what we're doing today, which is planting sea oats on the beach. Sea oats are a natural erosion control measure. We simply plant these small oats on the in the sand. When the oats grow, they tend to trap sand that would normally erode when the winds from storms comes. And they contribute to the formation of natural dunes.
Over time, the dunes build up and protect the beach against wind erosion and storms. Another method used in beach re-nourishment is permanent structures, such as jetties and T-groins, seen on Upham Beach. Hink says that all these methods complement each other.
Each of these different measures, natural measures like sea oats, re-nourishment, and structures, they're like chess pieces. Each of these measures has strengths. Each of them has weaknesses. The goal of St. Pete Beach and Pinellas County is to use as many chess pieces as possible and to use them strategically in amongst themselves to achieve one common objective. And that's what we're doing today.
The beach re-nourishment project is effective, says Hing.
So effective, in fact, that a re-nourishment program, the normal re-nourishment program, over the next 20 years that would have cost approximately $50 million is now estimated with structures in place to cost slightly more than $20 million, or roughly half. So that's how effective these things are in retaining sand on the beach. We simply don't have to bring as much sand onto the beach.
More sand on the beach is good for the local tourists, but it's also good for the wildlife.
Other advantages are we're now seeing turtle nest hatchings in the north end of Upham Beach that we've never seen before because the sand is being held in place on the beach.
One of the volunteers who planted sea oats Saturday is Bruno Falkenstein. He says that the program is an extension of the project that started in 1987.
And the reason that we did it back in 1987 is that 1985 Hurricane Elena hit, and it took out half of Gulfway. Since then, we have been able to get a bunch of the residents in the city together through various times of the year to plant sea oats. And if you visit St. Pete Beach today, unlike it was in 1985, it is full of sea oats, and it's a wonderful, beautiful thing. It brings a little bit of nature back to something that had lost nature for many years.
Every morning, he does sea turtle patrols on the beach.
I've only been doing this since 1978, and it's my way of giving back to Mother Nature, what Mother Nature gives us. And through the years, our sea turtles are really starting to come back around again. We've had a low of no nest in a summer. I've had a high of 39 nests in a summer. That, too, is just it's very self-serving because it's rewarding to me because it's just nice to be able to help one of God's creatures.
About 200 volunteers planted sea oats Saturday. Glenda McKinney, chairman of the board for Montessori School by the Sea, planted sea oats with her students.
Well, we wanted to support Montessori, and we also want to support our beaches. And we come out every afternoon and watch the sunset almost, and so we want to be here to keep it re-nourished, too. We're going to plant sea oats and clean up the beach.
7-year-old Richard McDermott also volunteered to save the beaches.
Plant flowers to make the beaches beautiful.
Stewardship Committee member Marcus Lefteverta said that the project was successful. He hopes that this event will grow annually.
I'm very happy to see this amazing, amazing amount of volunteers have come here. And you can see them working there in the dunes with good intentions. So that's very good.
On Madeira Beach, the Sand Coast chapter of Surf Rider Foundation showed off the 200 sea oats they planted on May 16. Chairman Jessica Respondek says that the organization supports natural solutions to re-nourish the beach.
They're doing a great thing today by building up the dune systems. That's one of the best erosion, you know, features you can do. But unfortunately, we just don't see what they see in the structures. And there's a lot of people that agree with us, including the whole state of North Carolina, as they don't allow coastal armoring at all on their state.
Besides beach cleanups and planting sea oats, members of the Surf Rider Foundation also tried to pass the beach access bill, says Laura Henry. She has been a member at the foundation for 20 years.
beach is supposed to be public land, and a lot of people are trying to privatize it, and they're putting up fake signs and things saying that things are private beaches when it's really not, and we're trying to get more enforcement out there to prevent people from doing that and prevent people from keeping the public off our beaches.
Volunteers cleaned up the beach from trash, including plastic and cigarette butts, and celebrated International Surfing Day. Again, Henry.
And we're out here today to celebrate International Surfing Day, sort of an unofficial holiday for surfers, and we're out here with Surfrider Foundation to bring awareness to our organization. We're a grassroots organization dedicated to preserving clean beaches, clean water, and nice surf breaks.
A white sandy beach benefits the community and nature, says the St. Pete Beach Stewardship Committee. The committee says that they use all strategies to address the beach erosion, including natural solutions like seaweeds. Andrea Lipka, reporting for WMNF News.